Time to get fit to close out this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. He now joins us via phone on the West Coast. He is the founder of Blessed Body Training. He's an MSU alum, and it's time to get fit with another edition of Fit Fridays with Johnny Lewis. Jay Lou, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Al? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother. I have to ask, you know, because we had this conversation last week, man. Did you splurge too much when it comes to the goodies in the kitchen for this New Year's, for the New Year's holiday?
You know what, Al? I didn't splurge too much, but I did have my traditional Five Guys hamburger on New Year's Day. Because, you know, I don't eat red meat. I gave up red meat and pork like 3 years ago. So every year on New Year's Day, I eat a Five Guys burger, and I load it up with everything.
That is hilarious. When did that start? When did that start, Johnny?
2016, I believe, is when I first decided to give up red meat and pork, and it was the best decision I ever made in my life.
Well, when did the Five Guys tradition start?
Oh, all right. That was, I think, January 1st, 2017.
Okay, so it was rather recent. That's pretty cool, man. All right, and I saw that picture of you chowing down on that burger. It looked pretty good, too, I must say. All right, man. Well, we got a few topics you want to hit on. And, again, you give us a tip that we can use in the gym and also in the kitchen. We'll start with in the gym. You want to tackle bulking and leaning. Take it away.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, it's important to have a fitness objective. Definitely starting a new year with your new goals and everything. And there's two types of fitness objectives. There's either bulking, which is gaining, leaning, which is toning or slimming, or maintaining, which is basically a combination of the two. I'm usually on the maintaining side, but today I want to focus on bulking because there's two ways to bulk. And the first is the lean bulk, and the second is a dirty bulk. Mm-hmm. And I'm more on the side of the lean bulk.
Right.
So basically the lean bulk is basically when you eat the right way and you exercise and include cardio in your diet. The dirty bulk is kind of like eating whatever, you know, eating fast food, just whatever you want to eat as long as you're gaining weight and getting stronger.
So that's a high intake of calories. I've heard that way as well, where you just, you know, I've heard advice from, quote-unquote advice from some trainers out there to say, hey, man, if you're trying to bulk up, just eat a ton of crap, you know, eat a lot of calories and just convert those calories into muscle in the gym.
Yeah, and I personally have a problem with that. I mean, it's true. You can gain faster and get muscle mass and get heavier, especially linemen. Linemen are really big for just eating whatever and just getting that muscle mass. But let me just tackle that real quick. The problem with that is that you're adding all of this extra cholesterol. And I was reading, I heard this in one of my nutrition classes a while ago, but the average lifespan of an NFL lineman was like in the 50s, like in the 50s or 60s.
Wow.
And that blew my mind because the average lifespan is like around 77, I think, for the average human. So, and I know some of that is probably due to concussion, but a big part of that is the high cholesterol diet that they have. So that's all included in the dirty bulk, you know?
So, right, right.
I always recommend, and especially if I'm training someone who's like bigger and like a lineman type of body type, you know? So I always encourage them to like still include cardio in their diet, still try to eat leaner sources of proteins like lean chicken breasts. I actually have a guy that's like almost 300 and he's a vegan. So that's the way to go. Like just excluding that cholesterol, but still getting the protein, you know?
Right. That's the healthy way to do it, without a doubt. And also, what kind of exercises when you're bulking and leaning? What kind of exercises should you be doing, Johnny?
Okay, so the way I like to do it is the lean bulk, obviously. But those type of exercises are back to the HIIT cardio exercises. Of course, you're going to be doing bench press, squat, deadlift, you know, the heavy lifting. Because you're bulking, you're going to be doing those heavy lifting, but it's really critical not to exercise cardio too much because you don't want to lose if you're trying to bulk, but it's still important to include it in your exercise routine. So I always recommend like the HIIT type of workouts. Or if you want to do a jog every like once or twice a week, you know, I wouldn't recommend long durations like 4 or 5 miles, but maybe like a mile or two. But I highly recommend those HIIT workouts. So the short duration,
right?
But high intensity.
And you know, I got a quick question before you talk about before you give us the food tip, Johnny. I do want to ask when it comes to bulking and leaning about. How many calories should you be consuming on a daily basis?
It all depends on
depends on the person.
It's different for every person. I would say on average, most people like to get between like 1,800 and maybe 2,300 on the higher side. So
okay, gotcha.
In terms of the calories, but it all depends on the person, how fast you're trying to gain, and there's a lot of factors within that. So
definitely. All right, with just 2 minutes left, Johnny, take us home with the benefits of lentils.
Lentils, yes. Lentils are they're legumes. They're in the basically bean and pea family.
Right.
So yeah, it reminds me a lot of beans when I'm eating lentils. but it's universal, kind of like, you know, culturally universal, like rice or chicken. So,
right.
So many different ways to prepare it. It's vegan friendly, vegetarian friendly, not too much for keto because it's high in carbs, but it's a great source of fiber, a great source of protein. About a half a cup is about 12 grams of protein. So that's great. It has a folate, iron. So it's really, really healthy. And I did not, really have lentils for the first time until last year.
Wow, that's crazy. So, man, you know, yeah, my grandma used to make lentil soup back in the day. And Johnny, to battle this cold I got, man, I don't know if you heard beginning of this hour, I need to get me some lentil soup like right now. So
oh yeah, man. And that's the thing. Lentil soup is what I was gonna say. I actually got a recipe from allrecipes.com and I tried that maybe a few months ago and it was really good. So
okay.
I can send you that, maybe you can post it on there. But yes, lentil is the food of the day. Lentil soup. Try it at home.
You all right.
Disappointed.
Love it. All right. That was another Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny, thank you so much, my man. Appreciate it.
Always, Al. Stay blessed.